The 10th parak continues talking about various aspects of the prohibition of otsa'ah, carrying on Shabbos. The last Mishnah we will digress, and then in the next parak we will get back to talking about hotsa'ah. Mishnah Aleph continues the discussion of the minimum amount requirement to carry out various items. However, if somebody veers from that and something is significant to him, even though it's less than is commonly significant to others, he subjectively will be over an Isser de'orais of carrying, even though it's below the thresholds that we've been recording in our various Mishnayos. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Aleph, ha-matznia, somebody takes an item and he puts it away, lizera, to be used in the future, for example, to plant it. So even if it's less than the 2 seeds or 5 seeds that we talked about in the prior parak, it's below the minimum threshold for everyone else, but it's important for him because he wants to plant it regardless, ledugmar, or he has a sample. He's a salesman and it's a tiny amount of something that's otherwise insignificant, but for him, he has a use for it, ularafur, to use it for healing, for a medicine, even though it's less than the common shear, the objective shear given to everyone else, but for him it's objectively important, and he carried that out on Shabbos, chayav b'kolshu, he's going to be chayav on any amount, even though it's insignificant to others, it's significant to him, and he's going to be chayav for carrying it in his amount. If anyone else would carry out that amount, they're not going to be chayav. The objective shirim that we've been talking about in our Mishnahs will apply to everyone else. We're just going to be more machmir on him because smaller amounts are significant to him. However, even this person that those smaller amounts, he carried out 1 seed, for example, was significant to him. He carried it out. He's chayav the isser, chazar v'ichnis. So if he changed his mind, it's not significant to me anymore, and he brought it back in. In other words, he did a second carrying. He brought it out the first time he was chayiv, even though it was below the threshold. But now he changes his mind, and he brings it back in. He's only going to be chayiv on the objective standard, the objective quantity that applies to everyone else, not him because he changed his mind. For example, he said, I'm not going to plant this. I'm not going to use it as a sample to sell. I'm not going to use it for a refuah. So he reverts to being like everyone else. Mishnah Beis. Hamotzi ochlam ochalim v'nesanan ala skufa. So somebody is carrying out ochlim. He's carrying out food and he put it on the iskupa, which is the porch. But we're talking about a porch that is a karmelis. It's not a reshus hayachid. It's not a reshus harabim. It's a karmelis. So there's no iser deraisa carrying from inside from the reshus hayachid and putting it on the karmelis. And he put it on the karmelis. Bein shechazer v'hotzian. Whether he himself thereafterward lifts it up from that iskufa and he carries out to the reshus harabim, or if somebody else did it, there's not going to be an iser deraisa of carrying. It's going to be putter. There's an iser derabana, not an iser deraisa. Nimnei shelo asa malachta b'basachas, because he didn't carry it all at one time. Had he gone from the house and he carried that item and he went over that iskupa with the karmelis and he went straight to the reshus harabim, he carried from the reshus hayachid to the reshus harabim. He had an akir in the reshus hayachid. He had a hanach in the reshus harabim, and he carried from one to the other. That's a deraisa because he did it in 2 steps. He went from the reshus hayachid to home and he put it down on the iskupa, which is only a karmelis, and then he lifted it up again, or somebody else lifted it up again. There's not going to be an iser deraisa on that carrying because of the 2 steps. It wasn't done in 1 step. Kupa, if we have a basket, shimilea peiros, it's full of fruits, it's full of items that are very long, as we'll see shortly, unisana al iskupa achitzon, and he put it on the outer porch. We're talking about an outer porch that is at reshus harabim. So he carried it from the house, he put it down on the reshus harabim, the outer porch. Even if the majority of the fruits are on the outside, in other words, on the outside, on that public area, that reshus harabim, pater, he is going to be pater. There's no chiyuv derais, only nisr derabanan, ashiyotzi es kol hakupa, until he carries out the entire basket. What's going on here is that there is in this basket long gourds, the length of, basically, almost the length of the basket. So they're very long, and each one of them is still partially in the house because they're so long. So he may have carried out the basket, and he put the majority of the basket into the iskopa, into the reshus harabim, but still, because no item has been taken fully out of the house, because each of the items inside that basket still has a tiny bit, still in the reshus hayachid, still in the house, there was never a full hotza'a from a reshus hayachi to the reshus abarabim, and accordingly there's no iser d'oraisa, only an iser d'rabbanan. Mishnah Gimel is talking about that you're chayv for hotza'a if you carry out in the normal way, but if you do it in an abnormal way, called kela'ach or yad, in an unusual way, there's not going to be a chiyuv d'oraisa, only an iser d'rabbanan. So the Mishnah says as follows, hamotzi, somebody who carries, for example, from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or four Amas and Rishus HaRabim, Bein Biyamino, whether he does it with his right hand, Bein Bismolo, whether he does it with his left hand, Bisocheiko, whether he carries it between his chest and his garment, so he stuck it in between his garment, Oakseif, or he carries out on his shoulder, Chayav, all of these, in each of these is an Isser D'Oraisa. Why? So, for example, when carrying it out on the shoulder, that's a normal way to carry. Shekein Masa B'nei Kas. B'nei Kas, when they would carry the Kelim of the Mishkan, they indeed carried on the shoulder. So all of these are examples of normal ways to carry, right hand, left hand, in your clothing, between your chest and your clothing, on your shoulder. It's a normal way. Anyone who carries, and it carries out the minimum shear of the amount that we've been discussing in all the prior Mishnayos, you carry the right amount or the wrong amount, and you carried it, you carried the minimum shear to be chayiv, and you carried it in a way that's normal, that's an iser d'oraisa. However, kalach or yadu, if you carried it in an unusual way, literally in a backhanded way, and what are examples of those? Biragli, you carried it between your toes. Bifiv, you carried it in your mouth. Bimarpako, you carried it in the fold of your elbow, on the other side of the elbow where you fold your arm. But Ozno, you carried it in your ear. Obisaro, you carried it in your hair. Obafundasa, Opialamata, you carried it in your money belt, but it was pointing downward, so it's not a very secure way to carry it. Bain Pundasa, the Chaluko, you had it between your money belt and your cloak. All unusual ways to carry it. Spat Chaluko, you had it in the hem of your garment. Biminalo, you had it in your shoe. Bisandalo, in your sandal. All of these unusual ways, these are all kalach or yad, it's potter, it's an iser derabana, not a deraisa. Why is it only a derabana? Shalohotzi kederach hamotzim, because he didn't carry it in the normal way that people carry. Mishnah Dalit is going to teach us that meleches machsheves, you're over an iser deraisa on Shabbos when you do a melacha in the way you intended it. But if you indeed, the result of the malach is not how you intended it, but in an inferior way, not a superior way. If you intended one and you did it a superior way, then you're going to be chayav d'oraisa. But it turned out that you didn't do it in such a good way, less than you intended, then it's not going to be a d'oraisa d'rabanan. We'll explain that as follows. Hamiskav in the hotzi lefanav. If you intend to carry something in front of you, that's the ideal way. It's more protected. Ubalul achrav, and it went in back of you. That's an inferior way of carrying something. Potter, it's not a deraisa that's going to be derabanan. For example, if you had a bag and you want to hold it in front of you, it's full of expensive items and you want to really protect it, and it went in back of you, and the time that you were doing the malach, it was in back of you, that is not a malachas machsheves. That's not the deraisa of doing it in the way you intended. It's an inferior way of doing that, being iser derabanan. La'achor, blah, blah, blah. However, if it was something that you planned on carrying it in back of you, and it came in front of you, so that bag was in back, and you were just carrying a piece of a Coca-Cola in it, you didn't really care about protecting it, and it came in front of you, chayav, indeed, you're doing it in a better way, a more superior method than you intended, that's going to be an iser d'oraisa. Be'emes amru, and truth be told, there's a halacha, an accepted halacha, that a little bit conflicts with this, but it doesn't. It will be an exception to what we're talking about. Ha'isha ha'chogeres b'sinar, if we have a woman who is wearing a sinar, which is an underskirt, and she attaches an item to that underskirt, typically we said if she intends to have it in front of her and it goes in back of her, then it's not going to be a deraisa, that's going to be a derabana because of less of a protection. But a sinar is an exception to the rule because a sinar, an underskirt, is something that moves around. You expect it to move around. You know it moves from place to place, goes from the back to in front. Accordingly, that item she attached, even if she intended to have it in front of her and it goes in back of her, bein milafana, bein milachara, whether she carries the item in front of her and back of her, either way, chayeves, she's going to be chayeves. There's an iser d'oraisa, shechein roi lios choser, because we know that that is an item that moves back and forth. When you have an item that you can have a reasonable expectation, it's going to move around, you're going to be chayev, even if you intended it'll be a front, it went in back, but you knew it would go in back, so it's still going to be a chiyuv mid'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer brings another example of this, av mikablei pitkin, even somebody who is receiving or transferring letters, Pete King, royal letters, important letters, but we're talking about a letter carrier. And he's got a tube that he carries the letters in, or he's got a bag, his postal bag, and he knows that it's going to move around. He puts it around his neck, but he knows it's going to go from the back of him to in front of him to the back of him. No matter what, there is going to be a chiyuv midoraisa, even if he wanted to keep it in front, but he knew it would go in back sometimes, so there's still going to be a chiyuv midoraisa. Mishnah Hay. Hamochi kikar l'yeshus harabim chayav. This is something we know already. We're just setting it up for the next case. If somebody takes out an item, a piece of bread, an item to reshus harabim, he did it by himself. He did an akira. He took it out and he did a hanacha, so he carried it himself. That is the iser of carrying. And indeed, whether he did that from reshus harabim to reshus hayachid, reshus hayachid to reshus harabim, or within a reshus harabim, he did an akira, he lifted it up, he transferred it for amos and put it down, that's the yisur d'oraisa. However, what we're going to grapple with now is hotziyu shnayim, if two people did it together. Now, this is different from the first mishnah in our mesachta, where we had two people doing different parts of the malacha. For example, we had somebody standing outside and doing an akira and transferring it to someone on the inside, and that person doing the hanacha. So there they were splitting up the malacha between the two of them, so there's no iser d'oraisa, neither one is doing a full malacha. No d'oraisa, they're each over an iser d'rabbanan. But here, hotziyu shnayim, if we have two doing the entire malacha, but they do it together. So they're carrying a piece of bread, they're carrying an apple, and they do it together. So if each one did it separately, there'd be an iser d'oraisa, but they do it together. So the Tana Kama says pturim. They are pater because they're doing it together. It's like each one is doing half of the malacha. However, says the Mishnah, lo yochol achad lahotziyu v'hotziyu shnayim, if it was a situation that neither of them could do the malacha themselves, it was carrying an incredibly heavy table, so neither could have done it himself, and the two of them do it together, chayavim, they are all, each one of them is going to be chayav, because neither of them could have done that malacha, that carrying by himself. They needed each other, and they did the malacha together. It's as if each one did it separately. For Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon says, it doesn't matter, even though each could not have done it separately, but the truth be told, you had one malacha that was done, one carrying of a heavy table, they did it together. There's no one that did it by himself. Accordingly, it's going to be an Isser D'Rabban, and not an Isser D'Oraisa. Continuing, Hamotzi Ochalim Pachos Mikashir Bekli. If somebody carries out food, and it is less than the amount that he would be chayav for, and it's in a kli. So, for example, you're chayav if you carry ochlim of a grogeris, the amount of a grogeris, and it's less. It's a half of a grogeris, but it's in a kli. It's in a huge vessel, nice vessel. It doesn't have to be, but that would be an example. So the Mishnah says, you're not chayav on the food itself, not a deraisa, only a derabanan, but not a deraisa on the food because it's too small, it's less than the shear. However, even on the kli, you're also not going to be chayav. Why? Patur af ala kli. Even on the kli, you're not going to have an iser d'oraisa shakli tefela lo, because the kli itself is nullified. It's less important than the thing that is in it. The key here, the more important item, is the food inside. You're not chayav on the food, and the kli is tefel. It is like nullified to the food inside, so you're not going to have any chiyuv on the kli either. So carrying this thing out is only going to be a derabanan. Esa chay b'mita, if somebody carries out a live person on a bed. So the live person is large. That's a shear. And a bed is large. However, the Mishnah tells us that you're going to be potter on both. Why are you going to be potter carrying out a live person? Because there's a concept of chai no se asatsmo, a live person, a live entity, carries himself. In other words, assist in the carrying. The carrying is not as difficult when you're carrying something live that will assist in the process, moving his weight around, making it easier for you. So there's no d'oraisa on the person on the bed. And because we have the same concept that the bed is only secondary, it's less important than the chai. So it says, potter ala famita, and even on the bed itself, you're not going to have an iser d'oraisa shamita tfeilulo, because the bed itself is also secondary to the person. Esa meis b'mita, on the other hand, if you're carrying out a dead person on the bed, then you're going to be chayav. We can't say chai no se as asma when it's the dead person, so you're going to be chayav for carrying out the mace. Continuing, v'chein kazayis mina mace. Ukazayas mina vela, uchadash mina sher, it's the same thing if you're carrying out a kazayas of a dead person, or a kazayas of a nevela, of an animal that is causing tuma. because it's an avela. It doesn't have a kosher shechita of a chadash min hasheretz, or the small lentil size of a sheretz that causes tumah. Also, these are all items that you would want to get rid of. So somebody carried about on Shabbos. The Tana Kama says you're going to be chayav on all of these because they're minimum shirim and it's something that's important for you. You're carrying it out. Sinister deraisa, Rabbi Shimon Pota, Rabbi Shimon says that on all of these, the concept is not that you want that kezayis from the mace, or that you want that mace, or you want that nevela, or you want that adash from the sheretz. That you want it. You want to get rid of it. And accordingly, because you want to get rid of the item, this is called a malacha, shein etzricha legufa. You're doing a malacha, but you don't want the goof of the malacha. You don't want the item, the benefit of the malacha. You just want to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon's view is a malacha, shein etzricha legufa. You don't want the item itself. Indeed, that is not a deraisa, that's a derabanan. Mishnah Vav is now going to get away from talking about hotzah. We're going to talk about initially personal grooming, and then we're going to talk about the malacha of reaping. So we're talking about Mishnah Vav, somebody who pulls off his nails, or we'll talk about plucking of hairs. Now, there are two main ways to do it. One is the normal way with a kli. You use like a scissor or something like tweezer to take it off, or you do it in a more unusual way, like you use your teeth, or you use your fingers to break off that fingernail, or to break off that hair, to pull out a hair. So Mishnah Vav says as follows, Hanotel Tziporno Zobezo. Somebody is removing, he's pulling off his fingernails, one with the other. He's using his fingers to pull off his Tzipornaim, Obishinav, or he's using his teeth to do it, Dechen Se'aro, or not talking about Tzipornaim, not talking about fingernails, but talking about hair, the hair of his head. He plucks it with his hand. Dechen Sefamo, or the hair of his mustache, Vesechen Sekano, or the hair of his beard. Continuing, v'chein ha-godel, the same thing will apply when a woman braids her hair. V'chein ha-kocheles, if a woman paints her eyes. V'chein ha-pokeses, the same thing apply when she parts her hair. Rabbi Eliezer Mechai, Rabbi Eliezer says that there's a chiyuv deraisa in all of these. This is the chiyuv deraisa, whether it is gozes, you're plucking out your fingernails or your hair, or you're over the iser of bone. Bone would be braiding hair and parting there. That would be the iser deraisa of bone. Or kocheles, which is painting the eyes. That would be the iser deraisa of ktiva, of writing. This is all according to Rabbi Eliezer. All of the aforementioned actions would be an iser deraisa of chachamim osri mishum shvus. Rabbi Chachamim were of the view that all of these are a shvus, a derabana, not a deraisa, as follows. When somebody takes off fingernails or hair with his hand, or with his teeth, that is not the normal way. A kli, a tweezer, would be the normal way. Accordingly, this is not a deraisa, it's a derabanan of gozes. And when somebody indeed braids or parts hair, that's not the deraisa form of building, that's a form of derabanan of building, it's an iser derabanan. And painting as well, painting eyes is not the deraisa of right, of ktiva, of writing, that's a derabanan form. So accordingly, v'chachamim osrim, accordingly, that's why we said, chachamim say these are all prohibited, but mishum tzvus, because they are an iser derabanan, not a deraisa. Now we're going to talk about reaping. If somebody has a pot, and somebody detaches something from that pot, somebody reaps something, pulls it out, indeed, is that a deraisa derabanan? So we're going to divide up between two different types of pots. Does that pot have a hole in it? Or does it not have a hole in it? Hatolish me'atzitz nakuv. Indeed, if somebody who plucks out a plant from a pot, that is a nakuv. Nakuv has a hole in it. So if it has a hole in it, we treat it the same as if it's in the ground, because it is nourishing from the ground. So accordingly, chayiv, it's an iser deraisa, just like from the ground. V'she'ino nakuv. However, according to the Tana Kama, if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's closed off on the bottom, it's not nourishing directly from the ground, it is going to be potter, it's an iser derabanan to pull something out of that pot. For Rabbi Shimon, potter bezer bezer. Rabbi Shimon is of the view, either way, whether there's a hole in it or not a hole in it, it's not going to be an iser deraisa, it's going to be an iser derabanan, because you're not pulling something directly from the ground.